always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Cristiano. I almost threw the West Coast up for him, but man, if I throw a W up, that's for the Warrior. Just so y'all know, man, we are here to get this thing going, man. I'm excited about what God is doing. I always say excited. I'm gonna say I'm ecstatic about what God is always doing in our life, man. He's continuing to, for me personally, man, continuing to allow me to die to things that I need to die to. Allow me to rise to the man of God that he want me to be, man. And it's a daily thing, man. And I'm just going to take it in stride, man. Definitely we are trying to grow in God. If anybody out there is feeling what I'm saying, you know, sometimes you might have been praying. You might have had a system where you pray, where you read for this amount of time. But it's like, man, that's not enough anymore, man. And that's kind of where God has me at. And that's really what's up, man. I'm going to do this, though. We're going to interview the homie Omega Sparks today on Yacht of the King Radio. For those that don't know who Omega is, we're going to introduce him. I played a couple of songs on the radio show before, but this is my first time getting to see my brother up and personal, at least on a phone call. You know what I'm saying? So the homie Frog has met him, though. So definitely we heard about Omega all the way out here in Seattle. He is... on the East Coast. I can't remember where he told me he was from, but he would tell us in just a hot second. But today's topic, man, and this is what I want to say before I get into the topic of the day. If you got a topic that you want to put in to our topic vault, you know what I'm saying? We're taking your topics, we're going to put them in a vault, and we're going to do something to pick them randomly. I'm still brainstorming on how we're going to do it. But we're going to do it and we're going to talk about your topics on the radio show. But today's topic is pivotal decisions. What are they? How do we go about choosing in these times? And does God play a part, or should God play a part in making pivotal decisions in our lives? And we're going to keep it real. Does he play a part in these pivotal decisions, man? So that's what's up, man. Omega Sparks is going to be with me. Anybody, you got good music, man, send it in, music@yachtoftheking.com, or just go to yachtoftheking.com to learn how to submit. I got a new track right here, man. The homie hit me up on Twitter, @yachtoftheking. The homie name is Deep Trop. The song is called Light Shows, man. I like this jam. Let's get into it on Yacht of the King Radio.
It's getting really rough, ain't it? And you wanna find some changes, but no one understands, like they speak a different language. You always feeling like the one they blaming it on. But be strong, just hang tight and it won't be long. It's like every right feels so wrong. You wanna have the feeling that you belong, you belong. It's hard to do it when it's easier to say it. And life is like a game, you're trying to learn how to play it. And chances ain't nothing if you never go and take it. But you've had so many dreams that you don't know which wanna stay with. Heart so broken, you don't feel it when they break it. All you really want is somebody who can replace it, but no one has, so you feeling all alone. But even when it's cloudy, you can still see the light show.
Picture me going through the same thing that you walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. No way, as bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know in the end, at the end, it'll show.
Light shows.
Yeah.
Light shows.
You wanna know what life is all about. You got one chance, so you gotta make it count. You asking what it takes to turn everything around. So all you wanna know is the amount. You ready?
You gotta give it all, everything you got. If you wanna make a change, it'll cost you a lot. And everything you hang to, you gotta let it drop. And I know it hurts bad, but I promise it'll stop, yeah.
And you gon' feel a change. Jesus Christ, get to know his name. He died for your sins so that you could be saved. Call him Novocaine, the way he numbing all the pain. Yeah, and I know it sounds strange, but I promise he gon' make it all go away. Go away. Yeah, you just gotta have faith. And if you listen close, I bet you can hear him say that
it's alright, it's okay. It's okay. Picture me going through the same thing that you walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. You're in right now. And I know this tunnel way as bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know it'll show. Walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. You're in right now. And I know this tunnel way as bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know in the end, at the end it'll show.
What up, it's your boy Blaze Torch. I wanna take this time and introduce you to my family. Yeah, it's Face.
And I'm MC, baby.
And you already know who it is. This is Sick. Let's go now.
Yo, give me that boo, we got that. That's all I need. Hey, we need that. Rep for the king till the day we got that. All I wanna hear is that boo, they need that. Yo, give me that boo, we got that. That's all I need is that. They need that. Rep for the king till the day we got that. They need that.
I rep the kingdom, all to the fullest. I'm not of this world, I am just a tourist. Thinking you're smarter than God, please don't be foolish. The only wisdom you have is in your teeth and you toothless. With God, I have all types of benefits. Even the kingdom of heaven is my inheritance. We in the lab, trying some experiments. Rain and Holy Ghost, fire are the elements. And when it comes to saving souls, I'm a maniac. Aiming for your cardio, call it a heart attack. You can't sleep on my God like an insomniac. Because he calls all of the plays like a quarterback. Sick, always with a torch in hand. Amphibious, conquering water and land. Timeless, like a sand clock with no sand. I wear them on my chest, Jesus Christ is my brand.
Yo, give me that boo, we got that. That's all I need inside of me.
They need that.
Rep for the king to the day, we got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boo, they need that. Yo, give me that boo, we got that. That's all I need inside of me.
They need that.
Rep for the king to the day, we got that.
Yeah.
Salva lap, omnipresent, all over the map. This one turn your fit into a snap back. Abro mi boca y el infierno se espanta. Wow, ¿quién le dio tanto poder a mi garganta? Cada semana es una semana santa y eso es como McDonald's. Me encanta, mi rima te para el pelo, llama a tu estilista. Dios tiene una boda, yo estoy en la lista. Para el cielo hay un camino, estrecho y fino. Y para el infierno una autopista. Este es el remix. Mixto, yo soy anti Cristo. You need that, we got that. We're running this track, and this only the first lap.
Yo, give me that boo, we got that. That's all I need inside of me.
They need that.
Rep for the king till the day we got that.
That's all I wanna hear is that.
the king to the day we got this. Yeah, they need that.
I'm on another planet, blows harder than granite. I got it in English, LM got it in Spanish. This the dream team, Jordan, Larry, and Magic. Just as big, I know the streets, Roger Paul classic. So here it is, blowing out your speakers. Modern day preachers, fitted caps and sneakers. Only Christ can save you from the grim reaper. Please give an ear to what it is I teach you. Blazing sick, metal wings like Mike Vick. Light up like a glow stick whenever we flow sick.
Whoa.
Never thought you'd hear the remix. Three Jersey cats lifting up Jesus. This is history, I know you see us. Smashing the devil into pieces. Doing whatever the Holy Ghost pleases. We got the boom, you know you need this.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need is a baby. Rep for the king to the day, we got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boom, they need that. Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need is a baby. Rep for the king to the day, we got that.
Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. We invite you to join and fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Hi, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf? Ew, your meatloaf could gag a camel.
Excuse me?
Oh, wait. Can I erase those words?
No problem.
Meatloaf? Oh, okay. Do we have any ketchup?
Wouldn't it be great if we could erase all of the words we wish we hadn't said?
Jensen, I've reviewed your work on the Smith account.
Yes, sir. I've worked hard on that, sir.
Well, it stinks.
Sir?
Hold it. Let's try that again.
Okay, take two.
Good work, Jensen. One suggestion. Try making that report a little shorter.
Unfortunately, real life doesn't give us the opportunity to take back our words.
Nice party, boss.
Thanks, Jensen.
But there are sure some weird-looking people here, like that lady.
That's my wife.
Can we play that back?
Sorry, this is live.
Listen, Jensen, about that raise you wanted.
The Bible says reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. How are your words affecting those around you?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
That was Boom Boom Bap the Remix, Boom Bap the Remix by the homie Blaze Torch featuring Sick S-I-K-C. That's how they spell it. On Yacht of the King Radio, man. We getting it in with the homie Omega Sparks, man. And Omega, the way we like to start our shows off on Yacht of the King Radio on the podcast is to get it popping with the testimony, man. So talk to us, man, about your testimony, bro. How did you come to know Jesus, man?
Oh, man. You talking about one of them kids that used to sit by itself in middle school, high school. No love for myself. Running away from home. Depression, pornography, attempts at suicide, counseling sessions. I mean, I was one of them kids that was close to being a statistic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
December 22nd, 1995, man, I was 15 years old. One of my good friends that had just got saved a year before me started witnessing to me. We was on our way to a church event. Some other members of that church started ministering to me, man, and I just felt the scales of darkness break off my life, man.
It was a real
encounter with Jesus. I made him my Lord and Savior that night, man. And ever since then, man, it's been fun, man. I just went from, you know, one of them kids who just didn't like myself, didn't love what I saw in the mirror, to, you know, being fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, with a destiny, living life to the fullest in Jesus Christ, man. And, you know, when I first got saved, you know, God gave me, you know, I didn't grow up rhyming on the street. You know, being a rapper was the furthest thing from my mind, but just in my intimacy, in my honeymoon stage, you know, with God, just being a new babe in Christ,
right.
God gave me poetry and music. And lo and behold, you know, he was birthing a ministry, you know, in my heart. Now I'm walking in the fullness of that now, you know what I'm saying, at 31 years old, man. So it's beautiful, man. Just beautiful. I just thank God, man, for just saving my life, you know.
Yeah, man. So let me ask you this, man. When you first heard of God, or when you gave your life to God, was that the first time you heard about the gospel? Was there people that shared the gospel to you prior to that? Or, you know, even people that lived it in front of you? Talk to me about that, man.
I mean, I live in a Bible Belt, you know, so, you know, a lot of times the culture of church does more harm than help, you know, a lot of times. So, I mean, I grew up, you know, Baptist home. We punch our time clock, we go to church. And then when we get off church property, you know, God is the furthest thing from my mind. We live and talk how we want to talk, you know.
Yeah.
And that hypocrisy is what I saw growing up. So, you know, it was like just one of those kids that was just forced to go to church and couldn't wait to get out of church. When my parents stopped forcing me to go to church, I stopped going. I stopped going for almost a year.
Wow.
And actually met my Lord and Savior outside of a church, even though it was with, you know, brothers and sisters that were going to a specific church. It was. I didn't get saved at a church or at a church function. You know, I got saved in a non-conventional way.
Yeah.
Just with friends and family just loving on me and speaking life over me. And so, it's just tough, man. You go up to somebody and say, you know, Jesus was your Lord and Savior, and then their response is, yeah, I go to church. You know.
Right, right.
Nah, that's not. You know, it's two different questions, man. So it's tough being in the Bible Belt, man. But I thank God, like He snatched. He reached out to me exactly where I was at, man. And it's been a beautiful ride ever since, man.
No, that's what's up, man. So definitely, man, I want to encourage y'all out there. Share the gospel, man, the real gospel with people. Not just getting them to go to church.
Right.
Let's talk to them about who Jesus is, man. Hey, man, I'm going to go to one of your songs, man. And this is its debut on Yada the King Radio, man. The song is called The Mark, man. Talk to me about this joint, man, because the beat and the way you ripping on it, it goes hard, brother. Talk to me, man.
Appreciate that, man. Just running to the mark, running to that high calling, man. The mark is one of the key songs off of the new album, Sleeping Giants, and it's just encouraging people, man. Just to get out, you know, stop sweeping your life away. You know, you have a destiny. You have a God that loves you. You know, you should be full of life. You should be full of life and joy. And so, you know, the song The Mark is just a celebration of just waking up to the fresh wind of God, and just running anything that God put in your heart, you know, any small dream or thought or vision that God put in your heart, just running towards that until it manifests, you know. And so, you know, that's basically The Mark in a nutshell, just running to your destiny in Christ.
All right, y'all. So I want y'all to listen to this joint, man. Tell everybody that you know is going down on Yada the King Radio, yadatheking.com. Check us out, man. Let's get into this joint. The Mark, Omega Sparks, right here. Let's go.
I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul.
about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me from where to go. I'm running hard for the team, hard for the dream. Taking the stage and rocking the scene. My God is supreme, fitting his image. I flow with the energy of a machine. On the block, but not for cream. So that you can know my king. We can get it crunk, don't need a club or a shoulder lean. Yeah, we on the mic, sharper than a cobra spike. No oversight, we be dropping hammers with Jehovah's might. Get in the race and homie, please keep your chin up. Don't settle for second place, be a go-plated winner. On your mark, set, ready, go. Race you to the radio, faithfully we been set to blow. Anything, let's just let it go. Gotta light the path for your feet like it never glows. Step out of faith and walk it out, or you never know tomorrow. Running for the gold, I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. Go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. Go. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. Go. And I ain't chasing money, and I ain't chasing cars. But what I'm running after, you know I'm going hard. Yeah, you know I'm going far. Gotta go and reach the mark. And every single thing in my way, I will step and tear apart. And whether I'm a peasant or whether I'm a star, living down in the hood or up in the boulevard, yeah, I'm a free man, acquitted from the verdict and charge. Only words matter to me, are the words from my God. Dudes be saying that they praying, but don't know the vernacular or the belief. For what they speak will flow to the natural. If you ain't running in your lane, then I suggest that you back it up. Cause I'm gonna finish this race and my faith won't get tackled up. We've been chilling at the party, now get wild and start acting up. Cause the greatness inside of you about to come out spectacular. Okay, Mark, set, ready, go. Race you to the greater glow. I don't care what haters say, yeah, baby, I'm headed for the mark. Running for the gold. Speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. Go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. Go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. Go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. Go. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. Go. Go.
Foremost, yeah, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thank my teammates, you know, for believing in me and believing in each other for 60 minutes. And, you know, I think, referring to that last drive, I think it was just a bunch of guys that kept fighting and that had been knocked down a bunch of times, but continued to get back up. And, yeah, I'm just so proud of those guys for their resiliency, their patience, and their determination. Foremost, yeah, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
On a plane to Denver, it's where I wrote this. Move out a mile high, you can quote this. You see me praying, I think I'm Tebow. I think I'm Elway, I run plus throw. Hall of Famer, yeah, that's the future. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God's the boss. So you can read my mouth, he's my owner with no lock. I'ma make it simple so you can get the picture. Faith and hard work, dog, that's the mixture. I keep the country like a haystack. Never quit, ask Miami about to come back. Not cause I'm good, but my God is greater. A big God bless you to all my haters. I'm the best out of Florida since the Gators. Take a knee, bless the Lord, that's the Savior. T-E, take a knee, B-O, take a knee, double U, take a knee, I-N-G, take a knee, I'm T-Bowing, 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 I won't lose, T-Bowing. Journalists ask how he do it, they think it's odd, they call it magic, but
hard.
Know my game.
Yeah.
Keep achieving.
Uh-huh.
Never count me out. I'ma keep on coming.
Yeah.
2-point conversion.
Version.
You know I'm running.
Take a knee.
B-O.
Take a knee.
Double Q.
Take a knee.
I-N-G.
Take a knee.
I'm T-Bowing.
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 I won't lose.
I won't lose.
I'm T-Bowing.
Yeah. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah! The homie Brinson, man, we were just talking about this in the live stream. Brinson just came out with this song today. The song is called Tim Tebow or T-Bowen. You know what I'm saying? So he actually did a song about Tim Tebow sharing his faith and using his platform to basically, man, let people know that he's all about God. And if you've been missing out on Tim Tebow, I don't know what's wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? And if you still hating on Tim Tebow, give me a phone call, 425-243-4285. It's like 21st and prime time over here. I'll coach you up real quick and let you know what the deal is. Omega Sparks, man, talk to me, man, a little bit about how you got involved in becoming a Christian hip-hop artist.
Word, man, word. Well, you know, first it came out of that intimate time with God as a new believer, man. And hooked up with some big brothers in the Lord down in Charlotte, North Carolina, that was doing street evangelism, incorporating, you know, Christian hip hop. Talking about like back in the mid '90s, and just had some big brothers take me under their wings, man. And you know, before I graduated high school, I had like 500 shows under my belt, man. 500 either shows or ministry engagements, man. And it just trickled over into college, trickling over into, you know, now as a man with a family, man.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so no, that's what's up, man. So with being involved in music, let's talk about, man, as you said, you're full-time. What are some things that you do to keep yourself going, to keep the family stabilized? You talked about another company that you had as well. What are some things that you do, man, to stay focused, man, and be able to still take care of the bills?
Can I keep it real? I know that sounds corny, but jingles, you know, submitting yourself to the Songwriters Guild of America, doing commercials for people, songwriting for people. You know, it's a lot of opportunity, a lot of money out there outside of my own artistry, live performances, tours, and giving people an opportunity to purchase the album or sow into the ministry. You know, we just believe in God for streams of income, you know, multiple sources of income, you know, and we it's a blessed time, man. God is just changing, just me and my wife, God is just changing our whole mentality on life, man, especially how, you know, there's so many people that's just struggling financially through the hardships of our economy right now.
Yeah.
You know, this is the best season. If you have a business concept,
uh-oh,
you have an idea, this is the best season ever. Just step out on faith and work your business.
And talk. Let's talk about that real quick, because some people will say, "Man, the economy's jacked up. If I start my own business, it's gonna fail." You know, like, talk to somebody about this, man, because I know that. I mean, me as a, I think right as the what they so called or what they did call the I guess the depression of the 2000 whatever year, whatever it was,
right.
That's when I stepped out in my business full time. I was doing it for years before that, but I was like, man, I'm I'm ready to step out. And I prayed for years and years and years. And God said, okay, go ahead and step out here. You know what I'm saying? And it was in the midst where people were like, man, are you going to make it? Are you going to be good? I don't know. You shouldn't do this. You know, talk to somebody, man, about why they should do it despite the economy of today.
That's right. Let me check this out. I don't care how dire the our economy is. We're still people. I don't care how broke someone is. You know, if someone is excited about something, they'll put their money towards it. You know, so you know, the financial pressures of what we're going through is not really, you know, it's causing people to be more tight with their money.
Yep.
But you know, we got to get that concept out of our heads that everybody's broke, and so nobody will support me. Nobody will buy my album. You know, you're already setting yourself up for failure. You're already speaking death over your own business or music. It's like this. My music is a full-time job. You can't go a single day without doing something towards your music ministry or your music career every single day. And so I see a lot of artists, they just, you know, they sit around, they don't know what to do. You know, you gotta thank God for the little steps. You know, Bob says, don't despise the day of small beginnings, you know. Mm. You may have a free Facebook account, a free MySpace account, a Twitter account, and you're saying, well, everybody has Twitter or MySpace or Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, what's gonna make mine special? I pose that question to you. What is gonna make you stand out? What's gonna make your music, and when people Google you, you know, what's gonna make you stand out above, you know, the millions of other, you know, rappers and singers in the world, you know?
Yeah.
If there's a distinct sound that God is giving you, you gotta have a faith to know that you're going to stand out. And the people and the fans and supporters that you're meant to reach, they're gonna find you, and y'all are gonna connect, and they're gonna support your music. But you gotta put your time in. You gotta put your time in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's what's up, man. So talk to me a little bit about your other company. And do you have a record label? Are you just an independent artist? You have a label? And then talk to me about Spark Fire Management as well.
Yeah, man. So we got Spark Fire Management. We got Spark Fire Music. We're starting a record company, man. Like I said, we have a great army just locally in North Carolina. And we're about to do some big things in 2012 with Spark Fire Music. And I'm basically the first artist on my own.
Glory.
Record label, man. And it just honestly, at the end of the day, brother, it just comes down to the measure of faith that God has given you. You're either going to step out and do it, or, you know, you're going to operate in doubt and not take a full swing at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just thank God, you know, Sleepy Giant's been out for a couple of weeks now, and it's, you know, I've been getting just hundreds and hundreds of, you know, just people just supporting me worldwide. It's just been a blessing, man. And God's just showing me, you know, he's just showing me, man, just step out on faith, just do it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's doing it, man. God is doing his thing. I'm excited, man. It's just a blessing. That's all I can say, you know.
All right, so tell me, man, talk to me about this project called The Sleeping Giant, man. Where did that name come from, bruh?
Yes, sir. You know, I say this, you know, the world has gimmicks. The people of God listen to God, and God gives us scenes. And so with this album, I've been working on this album for over 2 years now. Sleeping Giants is basically a concept that God gave me, and I can honestly say in my own walk with Christ, man, I grew with this album. A lot of times we sleep on ourselves. That's basically it. We sleep our lives away, man.
Wow.
We speak death over ourselves. You know, we got the Holy Spirit living inside of us, but we're still borderline depressed and, dealing with anxiety all the time. So we really don't, we believe in God, but we just don't believe in God in our lives, And so a lot of us are sleeping giants. You know, you think about a sleeping giant, a giant that can lift up buildings and tear stuff up and really make an impact with their sleep. So basically, they got all the potential in the world, but they're just sleeping their lives away. So Sleeping Giants, the album, the project, man, it's just trying to wake people up, man.
Wow.
And say, listen, wake up to Christ, man. Wake up and just run hard after Christ. Run hard and activate every single gift that's in your heart, man. And just live this life to the fullest.
Wow, I like that a lot, man. Definitely want y'all to go get it now. Talk to us, man. It just came out like right around the same time you got married, correct?
Yes. I mean, so basically, and my wife, man, she is just the past 2 years, man. Me and my wife, we courted 2 years before we tied the knot, man. And so we celebrated the album and the wedding. One day apart from each other, man.
Wow, that's what's up.
Yeah, she's been my number one supporter. Real talk, man. To create an album, all original music, studio time, production time, post production, everything that goes into making a project and making it presentable. On the industry level, man, it takes a lot of time, effort, and money. And it's been times where I wanted to give up on the project. And I'm my biggest critic, man. I'll write a song, record it, and then trash it if I don't feel like it's up to par to the sound. I feel like God's trying to birth out of me. And she was just such a wonderful support to me just through the process of the album, man. So I love the fact that I was able to, celebrate the album and the wedding all in the same weekend, man. God is doing his thing, man. I'm just proud to be his son, that's all,
Tight, man. So let's talk about this song, Monster Rock, as we get ready to go into this joint, man. What's this song about, man?
Basically just transforming, man. Transforming, the coming of age, just waking up, man. Sleeping giant. The whole album talked about being sleep, man. It kind of preach your head. It will preach your head off, man.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to make sure we had some songs dedicated to, preaching to people like, yo, man, wake up. And then this song Monster Rock is one of the songs like, okay, once you wake up, what's that? How do you feel? Basically, just in Christ, I feel like a giant. I feel like a monster. I feel like a juggernaut. I feel like there's nothing, under the earth, on this earth, above the earth, that can separate me from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus. And I just, feel good.
Can I get an amen?
One of those feel good songs on the album.
Yeah. So let's get into this, man. Monster Rock, Yada the King, joined by Omega Sparks. Let's go.
Down. I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chilling, I get mean with it and rip it. Rip the script and change the scene with it. And even the hip hop, I'm a king with it. Watch your boy rock. I feel just like a monster, indestructible armor. Yeah. And you cannot harm us, stomp us with bombs and rocket launchers. Lyrically, we disarm. You better raise your alarm. Cause we ship atmospheres whenever we lift our arms up. To give God honor. Yeah, we kill the track, resurrect, and we heal it back for the kids and the silly fans. Yeah. Sadistic on Philly crack. Yeah. Vicious, I mean, we throw the hook, then we reel it back. Yeah. Look at Pharaoh eye to eye and tell him, get my city back. Footprints in the street, imprints in the beat. Yeah. You've been cold for too long, in an instant, feel the heat. Yeah. The fire of God is moving and infusing with the ludicrous and studious kingdom music. Enthusiasts and truthfulness, we've been sleeping our souls and our lives away. But it's time to wake up to destiny at a time of day. Sleeping giants, meditate on that concept. One step closer to your victory conquest. I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chilling, I get mean with it and rip it.
in it hard. Rip the script and change the scene with it. And even the hip-hop, I'm a king with it. Watch it boil out. I'm a monster in here. Walking out of the orphanage, speaking life and enforcing it to the rich and unfortunate. Stepping through dimensions with dominion and authority. Don't care what society say, baby, there's a roar in me. I keep finding out so much stuff, I guess there's more in me. The blood of Christ in my arteries is starting a war in me. So I can stand up and be the priest and warrior chief. Even though the world wants beef, we stand bold. You can scuff my Nikes, tear my white tees, strike me, still won't kill my psyche. I'm not your favorite rapper, don't care if you like me. Been singing to God today and finally got in the right key. The more I turn to him, the more that I'm permanent. Powered up in his glory and my light started confirming it. Burning up like a supernova, we making it hot. Them giants bout to wake up and go and tear up the spot. I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chilling, I get mean with it and ripping it hard. Rip the script and change the scene with it. And even the hip-hop, I'm a king with it. Watch it boil out. I'm a monster in here.
When you see that girl, you know there's something different.
It ain't her clothes, ain't her hair.
You're wondering what it is.
She's a virtuous woman.
The things that she buys, the cars that she drives, but it's the way that she loves God. She's a virtuous woman.
Drive long as she live life like Christ and realize that God provides.
Oh, there's something different about her. Ain't tripping out the brighter. Know the Dolce & Gabbana. She needed to be in front of God at Tanana. La mama, keep her head high, no drama.
She keep it drama free with 1K. She got a little 9 that can take all 16. She's so courageous and she shine like the summer. It's something different about her. She a virtuous
woman. You see that girl, you know there's something different. It ain't her clothes, ain't her hair. You're wondering what it is. She's a virtuous woman.
Your grace needs to marry a
virtuous woman.
Her beauty is so naturally, yes, I mean literally, spiritually, physically. That's why I'm emotionally driven to be the man of God you called me to be. My Proverbs 31 chick, my life feels so complete. I cannot write about in just one song. She's worth more than a car or some precious stuff.
Yeah, we tryna uplift your Bible on your side when you ride. Yeah, you so special. Experience on my side, cause I got me a good wife. Yeah, she my boo thing, just don't put up with anything. A virtuous woman be waiting on her king. She ain't chasing. chasing all that bling, you just need a J-O-B. And she cool, she love praising God. Ain't worried about what others say, she focused in on God. Yeah, throw your B's in the air. And brothers, if you feel me, get your hands in the air. Yeah, throw your B's in the air. And brothers, if you feel me, get your hands in the air.
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Please define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo.
Turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online.
Music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Duck King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, that was Virtuous Woman, Terrence Golden, on that B-Shock project featuring Zach Gaddis. Both of them, actually, they featured on there. Man, that B-Shock album, everything I heard right now is clean, man. So definitely go get that. We just had him on the show. He from Kansas City. Man, he got it in, man. Shared his testimony and all, man. You definitely want to check that out in the podcast archives just by going to yadatheking.com. You can check it out. Let me do this, man. Let's talk to Omega about the topic of the day, man. And the topic of the day is pivotal decisions. I said pivotable. But pivotal decisions, man. Talk to me about, number one, what is a pivotal decision? How can you determine something that is pivotal in your life, man?
I guess a decision that's going to distinctly shape your future.
Mm.
Like a really big, really big important decision, man.
So what are some pivotal decisions that you've made in your life? One could be you coming to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Huge pivotal decision. But talk to us about some other pivotal decisions people may make throughout their lifetime.
If you want to get married, you know, when do you want to get married? House, mortgage, going back to college, for those of us that have children, how do you discipline? How do you want to discipline your child? You know, if they do something, I think we're faced with big decisions every single day, whether we notice it or not.
No, I think that's good right there. That's a good solid list. Anything that he said will allow change to happen in your life. You know what I'm saying? Even
right.
I think that's very important, man. So talk to us about how do you make these decisions? Are they or how do different people make these decisions? Before we have you say this, what are some ways that some people would make a pivotal decision in their life, man, saved or unsaved?
Well, some people just rush into it with no thought, with no plan, you know, with no plan of action. They just do it. Or, you know, some people make decisions based on their emotions. And, you know, emotions lie to you. Emotions will amp you up to, you know, make a decision on something, you know, prematurely. You know, some people take their time, plot, plan. Some people pray to God. Some people pray and wait for the audible voice of God before they make a big decision.
Yeah.
Some people look for God to answer them through signs or through prophecy or through confirmation. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can attack making a big decision.
Yeah. Now talk to us, man, about a couple, like if there's one that you could share. A pivotal decision that you made in your life, how did you go about choosing it? You know, what were some of the things that you thought about in that process? Man, talk to us about this, bro.
Well, I guess, you know, getting engaged, popping the big question to my wife, you know, before she was my wife, when we was in court. You know, that's a decision that I made. And there's a, you know, when it comes to relationships, and a lot of Christians feel like there's one person for them, that there's a soulmate. I don't really lean towards that. I feel like as a man, like the Bible says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains the favor of God. So I feel like, you know, there's God put it on me to choose, you know, who my mate is going to be. And whether, you know, I want to actively pursue her or not. And so, you know, making that decision, you know, basically just checking the water out, man. Just checking the water out. Checking, in different situations, you know, me and this young lady, do we mesh well? Do we, you know, can we pray together? Do we deal with an issue? Can we deal with like a big issue, like a financial issue or something, and not, you know, point fingers or argue each other or try to make our point over each other? Can we work together as a unit? Can we truly be a team together? You know, does she really have my back? You know, can I see myself for the long haul with her? Do I see myself building, building a family that's gonna last with her? You know, these are questions that you just go through with God, man. You go through and you pray, and that's why you need a prayer life, man, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, man. And a lot of times the Holy Spirit will bust through the emotions that we're feeling, you know. God isn't moved by emotions, you know what I'm saying? God is emotional. We were made in his image, but, you know, God is a God of truth. He's a God of order. And so, you know, just having that prayer life, man, the Holy Spirit will bring things to your mind that you may have overlooked because you were so caught up on this one thing right here, you know. Just getting an understanding of the full picture before you make that decision. So when you make that decision, there's no regret. There's no wonders. There's no, oh, man, you know, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, no, I think that's, it's very important, man, that, well, I'm going to ask you this, man. Since you said that, I wanted to ask you this even before. With the pivotal decision that you made, was that a decision that you prayed on and you waited for God's voice? Was it prophecy in your situation that somebody came and prophesied? How did you know that this was the woman that God had for you?
Well, I don't believe in soulmates. You know, I used to be one of those Christians that believe in soulmates, but I believe it like this. I believe God brought her into my world, brought her into my life. God hooked that up. Like he hooked it up.
Yeah.
But it was still on me. It was still on me as the man to decide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love how, you know, if you're walking with God, if you're chasing after God's heart,
yeah.
even the decisions you make, that's totally you making the decision, can still line up with His will, you know?
Right. I see what you're saying.
You know, a lot of times,
it's not just going to automatically happen. It's definitely you still, if God sends this person, you're still going to have to do something towards making that work. It's not just going to be an automatic gravitation where you have no control over it.
Right. Yeah, that's the whole point of free will.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, God could have made robots and puppets that praise Him, you know, and don't have a thought to do anything other than praise Him. But I guess the whole point of it is we have the free will. We have the free will to run after God or live this life how we want to live. There's going to be consequences.
Yeah.
If we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
With that word that you said, consequences, do you feel that it's, if somebody doesn't cautiously move with a pivotal decision in their life, is there going to be consequences that they may have to face? Or is God's grace just going to say, don't worry about making that decision, I'll cover everything? You know, because some people will say God's grace and mercy will cover me with everything I do. But what do you think about that, man?
I mean, the rain falls on the just and unjust. That's what Jesus said. It's not happened to me before. The Holy Spirit has told me to do an event. At that event, I stumped my toe. Okay, because I stumped my toe, because there was pain, because there was a little bit of friction, was that not God's will? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some cats would be like, that wasn't God.
That wasn't God, because if God wants you to do it and you wouldn't have stumped your toe, that's not true, because God cares about our character way more than He cares about our comfort.
A lot of times, as
Christians, we just want to be comforted. We think... You know, we're American Christians, man. We don't, you know, we have brothers and sisters in Christ in Africa and stuff. They say Jesus, and somebody's taking their arm off with a machete. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Somebody's threatening to kill their whole family because they're standing up for the gospel. I mean, we still got martyrs to this day, but you know, as American Christians, man, we have grown accustomed to being comforted. But God cares about our character. You know, I may have stumped my toe, and God may have allowed me to stump my toe at that event He called me to minister at, because I have a foul mouth, and God used that situation to deal with my character.
Mm.
When you have pain, Or just a sudden pain, don't cuss in your mind, or don't cuss out loud. You know what I'm saying? Praise me instead of cussing, even when you have pain. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of character that God to deal with. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with our Heavenly Father. We'll lead 20 people to Christ, and then the Holy Spirit will say, "Repent to your mom," because you had an attitude against it. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, like, that's real tough, man.
Yeah, he cares about our character first, man. And so we're making pivotal decisions, man. Just because there's a little pain and there's a friction, I mean, there is a devil, you know, there is an invisible force that don't want to see God's will happen to you. God happen in your life. We do have an adversary out there that we have to put under our feet every single day and remind him that he's defeated. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a war, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I thank God, man. I mean, some of the best decisions are birthed through the like the biggest pain, man. But that doesn't negate that it was a good decision to make.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Listen, man, I had to tweet that out. I put that on my Facebook page. I put it on the Facebook Yacht of the King page. God cares more about our character than he does our comfort, man. And my gosh. Hey, that wraps it up. Man, we're going to go to this next song, bro. Shut It Down by Omega Sparks, which you just did. Talk to me, man, about this song, Shut It Down.
Shut It Down, man. There's a the Sleeping Giants, the project, I have some ebbs and flows. There's different songs that deal with different themes. I truly believe in my heart that God is raising up a standard of music ministers in the hip hop culture that, you know, is going to rival whatever the world has.
Yeah. Elijah.
So speaking boldly in faith, I just believe that it's time for us to step up and shut it down, man. There's a change in the atmosphere. There's a change in the sound that God is bringing a lot of us, and you know, it's just exciting, man. It's time to do it, man. We have, you know, this music, the realm of music is just a battlefield, just one of the many battlefields that we contest against Satan on. And, you know, the enemy has such a foothold into our kids' minds, even our minds, even our peers' minds through music, man. And so if God is truly giving you a ministry of music, you know, take your walk and take your career and your ministry serious, man. It's time to shut it down, man. So it's just a hype up song to everybody that's been doing this, man, for years and stuff. Like, I feel like our time is truly coming, man. So let's step up and just be the bold mouthpiece of God that he's making us, you know, out to be, man.
All right, y'all. So let's get into this jam. Omega Spark, Shut It Down on Yacht of the King Radio.
We rise up and go out, show out, no doubt, going for the crown. Everywhere we step, it's the best, we change in the sound, and we should shut it down.
About to change up the climate while we taking over atmospheres. This is our year, homie, yeah, we get it cracking here. Running over beats like we're running over track and field, but we don't need to murder drugs and money like a racketeer. A new caliber, he's seeking Halliser. Pop the quarter in, here comes a new challenger. For the atheist that's swearing there's no God, we go hard, shaping our hook just like a crowbar. And make them jerk when we lace a verse about the king that came to earth through the stench of a manger birth. Low budget, but we make it work for the hearts of this generation. This year we gon' take them first. Feeling assertive and fertile, we bring the life to verbal. Jumping over hurdles with power you never heard of. Yeah, homie, get ready, cause we're coming to your town. Put a change in the sound and we should shut it down.
We rise up and go out, show out, no doubt, going for the crown. Everywhere we step, we the best, ain't settling in the second, but we going for the record here now. We rise up and go out, show out, no doubt, going for the crown. Everywhere we step, we the best, put a change in the sound.
Spark it, quick it, yeah, bank on it, we shut it down like the holidays. For my pop, so it's like every day is a Father's Day.
That's right.
And our rewards so beyond where them dollars stay. Reason we records just to get your sons and daughters saved. Can't afford not the honor and praise. Whether honor off of the stage, if I'm on my ottoman praying, I gotta give thanks. Cause I was lost and enslaved, but now I'm Cam Newton. My daddy does my negotiating.
Yeah.
He tells me where to play, even though I dare to stray. And I wanna give in like parents and puppy dog faces. But we've embraced this place on display for the father martyred at the end of the victor's parade. See, at the end of the day,
what?
They should sense a difference when listening to musicians uplift instead of those pretending to sin and they'll get you anywhere other than bound. With God in control, all delete late,
we just shut it down.
Woo! We rise up and go out, show out, no doubt, going for the crown. Everywhere we step, we the best, ain't settling for second, but we going for the record here now. We rise up and go out, show out, no doubt, going for the crown. Everywhere we step, we the best, put a change in the sound, and we just shut it down.
We stand hard as God's mic and mouthpiece. While they lust for the bread, we on a diet like South Beach. but still got the fangs of a wild beast, fighting on principalities like Satan was ground beef. Punchline to beat with words that sound sweet, till they got Jesus and hoods have found peace. The plant seeds, you gotta break through the crown and hear the change in the sound. Watch us shut it down.
We rise up and go out, so out, no doubt, going for the crown. Everywhere we step, we the best saints, and I live to sing, but we going for the record here now. We rise up and go out, so out, no doubt, going for the crown. Everywhere we step, we the best, put a change in the sound, and we should shut it down.
I'm sorry. Something more, something more than this, more than late night trips, something more than bliss, more than relationships, more than making hits. I can indulge in all those things, but it just makes me sick. I need something else, something tangible, something maybe that can save me from this animal. I need an antidote, but I don't need a drug. And everyone around me tells me all I need is love. Some kind of hope. Some hope. I'm drowning in myself. Drowning. I need some kind of rope. I'm feeling so lost, cause I haven't found my purpose. It's like I'm hungry for something. I'm feeling malnourished. I need someone to speak. I need someone to lead. I need someone to trust, cause I can't put my trust in me. I'm starving for affection. I'm starving for direction. I want attention, but it only leads me to depression. I need some real answers. Sick and tired of guessing. My perception is you probably sick and tired of questions. Why's my soul searching? Why's my spirit thirsting? I need to find out what it is before they close the curtains. A purpose for my life, and I found the proof. Found peace, found hope, and I found love. I know how you feel, cause homie, that's where I was. He can free you from the hurt and the pain too. Make your eyes see clear, make your legs move. I was lost and I needed him to save me. I found satisfaction in the one that made me. All those things didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you. You're still stuck.
Adelaide right there, starving. Another good interview, man. He was actually a victim of the New Orleans Katrina hurricane, man. But he said it was one of the best things that happened in his life so that he can get focused on God, man. So, man, he learned something from something that was not comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's right.
Check it out, man. Omega, man, we had a great time with you, bro. Man, it was a blessing. Just for the people that are hearing you for the first time, or, you know, some of the people that now they get to know you as family, can you share how they can get a hold of you, man, for booking? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just kicking it in your city. You know, how can they get a hold of you, man?
That's what's up, man. Everybody, you know, if you wanna book Omega Sparks, you know, give me a call, 704-578-6723. Hit me up on omegasparks@gmail.com. It's omegasparx@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook a lot. And I check my email a lot, man. Just hit me up, man, if you have a question about life. If you're struggling with anything, if I can pray for you, man. If I can intercede on anybody's behalf, man. You know what I'm saying? Feel free. This is why I'm on earth, man. God has given me the gift of encouragement, man. I love to encourage. I love to pray for folks, man. So, you know, chop it up with me, man. I'm a down to earth type of guy. I'm not superficial. I'm a minister of the gospel. I just happen to rap, man. And I just love everybody out there, man.
All right, man. So tell me about this, man. We want to know what you got coming up next, man. Is there anything that you kind of got in the works? You got the album that just came out, Sleeping Giants. Tell them to go get that on iTunes, or we've told them. You can get it on iTunes, Amazon, Zune, all the major digital downloading places right now. But what's up next, man? What you got coming up next, man? You just married and all that, off the honeymoon. What you doing now?
I'm going to definitely pour this creative energy into my clients with Spark by Management. Most importantly, I wanna pour this creative energy that God has given me. I wanna pour it into my little girls, man.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Jasmine and Jada. I have inherited two beautiful daughters with this marriage, man.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
I gotta brag on my little girls, man. They're awesome. They have a singing ministry, and I just wanna, it's just once you get that kingdom mindset, man. You know, I wanna be like a hip hop Partridge Family, man. You know, saying or something.
Yeah.
But I really wanna this season just invest. You know, I've gave birth to the album. You know, there's a mixtape in the works. There's a rock band in the works. There's an electronic album in the works, all 2012. But you know, finishing up 2011, I just want to focus on bringing out those gifts inside of my three ladies, my wife and my two daughters, man.
Tight.
And yeah, man.
All right, man. So that's what's up. Any last words you want to share with the listeners here at Yada the King Radio? Worldwide.
Yeah, man. Just live this life to the fullest, y'all. Live this life to the fullest. Go beyond. I just press towards the mark, man. Go beyond what you feel. Go beyond your comfort. You know, understand that God loves you. If you're listening to this program and you're not saved, I'm telling you, you're missing out on the best party that you could ever be invited to, man.
Yeah.
I could have been dead. I could have committed suicide as a teenager. Jesus Christ came into my life and gave me a hope, a purpose, a destiny. He gave me life to the fullest. And so, you know, if you're missing out on Jesus Christ, I pray that you get to know Him tonight. And yeah, man, just love everybody out there. Thanks for the support, everybody.
Tight, man. So we got it in. With Omega, bro, we want to say thanks again for coming on, and we pray that God will cover you and your family and your ministry, that He will just continue to provide for you guys, and that God will just continue to grow y'all up, man, in any and every area that y'all need growth in. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So be it. Thank you so much.
All right, bro. You have a wonderful night, man. God bless.
All right. God bless y'all. Peace.
All right, life. Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all. That was Omega Sparks, man, and there's no beat. Actually, there is a beat under me. I hear it. But anyway, I just want to say this, man. We had a great time getting it in. I just want y'all to just, you know, definitely, man, Know that God is God, man. Let's go to this song right here, man. This song is from DJ Kingdom 7 and his company, Christ Who Enters. This is the Christ Who Enters Christmas CD. I'm going to go some Christmas music real quick, man. Jesus Has Come by Theron on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all.
I provided perfect healer. Grace giver, the Redeemer, Son of God, Son of Man. God's perfect plan. What a love.
What a love. What a life.
Sent to us.
Sent to us. The true life.
First love
child. Here to say. Jesus has come.
I'll shine it down in you. Why the gift this Christmas is bliss this Christmas. Hugs and kisses for the kids and the missus. Sipping eggnog and listening to our favorite songs and celebrating the fact that we made it through a long year and at the same time a blessed one. Nevertheless, I look forward to the next one. But for now, we gonna live inside the moment, raising our glass in dedication of the one who owns it. Cause we don't take it for granted when we looking at the bigger picture painted on the canvas. Presents are cool, but the gift is in the reasoning. So let it be about more than just a season. It's Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas from the Rhyme Council. Peculiar Image. Dre Nation. And Just Advocate. To you and yours. That's right. To you and yours.
It's been said many times, many ways.
P.I., man. Peculiar Image. So that's what it is, man. As we're getting ready for Christmas, let us remember that it is Jesus first. Christmas means Christ more. So let's keep Christ in Christmas, man. And let me talk about this topic of the day, though, man. Pivotal decisions. I almost said it again. I had to stop it, though. Pivotal decisions. A lot of us may be faced with pivotal decisions right now. And sometimes I've had some of my brothers come and say, hey, I don't know what to do in this situation. Number one, definitely pray about it. If you don't hear anything right away, that does not mean you got to move right away. Sometimes you just got to sit still. The Bible even say, be still and know that I am God. So we have to take time to listen to God's voice. And how can God speak to us? He can speak to us personally. He can speak to us through other people. He can speak to us through dreams. I mean, God can do whatever. He's not limited to man's ways or just one way to tell you how to go about it. But I will say this, man. It's very important that you map it out. Figure out how you can do what you're going to do. And don't go in it blindly. I can even talk about me coming and doing full-time ministry under my last day at an actual job besides my working for myself was May 2009, the last day of May 2009, and prior to that I had prayed 2 years consistently every day, like, God, man, where do you want me to go? Because I know that this is not my purpose. And he was just like, be still. So I was still for 2 years. And when I stepped out, he told me what to do, when to step out and how to go about it. So I did that. I left my job respectfully. I gave him the 2 weeks that, you know, I didn't tell him, all right, man, forget you guys and all that, you know. But as I prayed, God showed me, okay, this is what I'm going to have you do. This is how you're going to do it. And I definitely would say with pivotal decisions that you're facing in your life, spend time with God, man. Because if you go through something in your life, just because you made a decision, as Omega said so great, his quote was just ridiculous, man. It's off the chain. But what he said is, it's not always going to be a comfort thing. And I definitely believe when you make decisions in God, the enemy is going to attack you, and then your own flesh is going to attack you. Your own thoughts are going to attack you, because it might not go the way your flesh might have thought it would. But remember, ultimately, that God is in control. So when you're about to make a decision, sit down, man, pray about it. Even get advice from other people around you. Some of the people that are older than you. Before I stepped out, I talked to my dad about what I was going to do. I told him, this is what we plan on doing. This is what we have to do. Even after we've been doing it for a while, I still talk to my dad. Okay, Dad, I mean, today, I was chopping it up like, man, Dad, we should do this. We should do that, you know, and... You know, pivotal decisions in our life, man, they can come and go. There's a whole bunch of chances for us to make pivotal decisions. And I would say this, man, don't ever just jump on something because you feel like you might not have another chance at it. Even marriages and stuff like that. Don't just jump into that. Get counseling, man. Spend time around them just to make sure that this is who God wants for you. You know what I'm saying? Some people will say, hey, man, we were sleeping around. We should get married. I say that you need to get counseling. That's what I'll say. Don't jump into these things because the consequences could be very harmful to your life, man, if you don't do it the right way. So that's really what I want to say, man. Pivotal decisions. If anybody got a topic that you want to put in our topic vault, what you need to do is hit me up on Facebook at Yada the King. And that's YADAHDAKING, Facebook.com/YadaTheKing. Or hit us up at Twitter at Yada the King. And we'll get that in. Or just straight up go to YadaTheKing.com and hit the connect button or the contact button. And we can get it jumping. You did. It's the Warrior, Don Christian, man. I had a great time, man. I pray that y'all be blessed. Oh, anybody want to join us in the NBA Fantasy League? Hit me up quick, man, because it's about to go down December 25th, which is actually my birthday. Christmas is going down, man. NBA Fantasy is going to be jumping off. But I'm trying to get some people in that league, man. So hit me up. Give me a call, 425-243-4285. Yada the King. Out.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and a burning life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
I always gotta keep my brain.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain.
Yada the King Radio.